I'd like to.
No, Richard, go ahead.
Second.
Yeah. Was that a motion to extend time? It kind of broke up on my
end. 10 minutes, please. Or 15 if you think we need it.
Yeah, we do.
A point of information, please.
15 minutes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, who said that? Who wanted a point of information?
Is the point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
What was the figure for FSRN?
150,000, is that right?
No, FSRN was 121,000.
Okay.
And the figure for Democracy Now, after this 50,000 payment, would be 370.
Okay, what was the motion? There was a motion to extend time for how much time?
As a maker, I'd like to make it 15 minutes, please.
Second.
Is there any objection to that?
Thank you.
We have other things on the agenda.
Yeah. Is that an objection?
Well, no. Not if nobody else wants to object.
Are we going to get...
I don't want to take the number of vote.
Okay. Does anyone else want to object to extending time? Okay. Not hearing a second objection, we're going to go ahead with 15 minutes extension. Richard, I have Richard, Leslie, Nia, Summer, Sean, Bill, Jim, and Marcel.
And Ethea.
And Ethea. Okay. Richard, please take no more than 1 minute on this.
I want to point out to everyone that March is our next meeting that's called for in the bylaws. I'd like to make a substitute motion. And my motion is that the Pacific Foundation Board shall conduct its annual meeting for 2011 in March 2011 in Houston, Texas. Further, that a special teleconference meeting shall be scheduled for Friday, January the 22nd, 2011, for the purpose of seating the new board and conducting general business with an agenda approved by the new board.
Second.
January 22nd.
The motion's out of order.
Point of order.
The motion is out of order. For all the reasons I've said before, we have to have four meetings. This is essentially replacing the January meeting with a teleconference. The bylaws are very specific that we cannot do that.
No, they're not.
I'm going to give you a moment to say why they're not, and then we're going to move on. And Sean, please be quiet. Richard, go ahead.
I appeal your ruling.
On what grounds?
I appeal your ruling because I disagree with you.
Okay, that's not enough. That's just dilatory. The bylaws are completely clear.
Dilatory?
It is dilatory. It is dilatory. I'm ruling it as dilatory.
Okay, I'll appeal that ruling then.
There is no appeal to that. Richard, the bylaws are completely clear. If you want to argue that they're not clear, you can do so, but they are completely clear. And in that situation, such a motion is simply not allowed, and it is not debatable whether it is or not. That's part of Robert's rules.
No,
so,
I appeal that ruling. You're wrong.
Right. You're wrong, George.
Saying I'm wrong.
That ruling doesn't do anything.
I appeal that ruling. You're wrong.
In what way am I wrong, Richard?
The body can appeal.
You are wrong because it says in there that date can be moved anywhere it wants to be, and it doesn't say in there anything about the on the sentence that it talks about seating the new people. It just said it needs to be done in a January meeting. It doesn't say anything about that meeting.
How to do it?
And to have a meeting in February. The question that Tracy brought up about spending $20,000 for a meeting in February. I'm speaking to your question, and I appeal your ruling. And
you
I have right to appeal your
you
ruling.
You cannot appeal this decision. I'm telling you why. Because the bylaws are completely clear that you cannot have the January meeting or any other in-person meeting replaced by a teleconference.
Why do you read the Bible any better than I do?
I'm sorry, but that's completely clear.
This is not. No, I appeal your ruling.
I move we throw the chair out because the chair is out of control right now. The chair is dilatory.
You are not. You do not have the floor for anything at this moment.
Hey, you know what? Point of order.
I have the floor to appeal your...
George, I have an absolute right at any point to call you to order, okay? Because you're out of order right now. You're saying you're...
If you want to do that, you have to begin with a point of order.
My point of order is that that the body's prerogative to appeal any decision of the chair is...
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna accept that. Just to get beyond this, it is completely clear in the bylaws. If people want to pretend that it's not, you're welcome to do so. So that's my ruling. So I'm going to read you once again. I don't need to read it. I've read it many times. I'm going
to
allow
that
appeal. It is completely clear. I think no one reading the bylaws can conceivably think that the bylaws, when they say the in-person meeting shall not be held by teleconference,
point of order,
anything else
point
than
of
that.
Order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, what's
point
your point
of order,
order,
Mr. Chair?
What's your point of order?
When you're making your rulings, you should not get to politicize on your...
I'm sorry, when I make the ruling, I get to justify my ruling.
Point of order.
And that's
okay,
the first thing that happens.
Do I just
so if you will be quiet, if you will be quiet, I will justify my ruling. We'll take a debate on this thing, even though it isn't really debatable, and we'll go ahead and take a vote on it.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Summer?
I just wanted to ask if one of you gentlemen maybe could just read that relevant paragraph of the bylaws
that's what I'm
and the rest
up
of it,
right,
and that maybe that would help clarify this so that we, you know.
I have read it many times.
I've
seen it many times.
I'll
bring it up
members.
And read it again.
I read it many times too, and I disagree with you.
I can read it if you want. I got it.
Bill,
please read the motion.
Don't just read it,
Chair.
Point of order.
We can all read it together.
Gentlemen.
Article 6, meetings of the Board of Directors, Section 1. Time and place of meetings. Should I go on?
Yes.
The annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by the majority vote of the Board of Directors. The Board shall also regularly meet in March, June, and September of each year. The four regular Board meetings shall rotate through the five Foundation radio station areas so that meetings do not take place twice in the radio station, same station area until a meeting has been held in all other station areas.
Read the part further down, which says that you can't replace it with teleconferences.
And could you also read the part regarding the seating of the new members, please, just for clarity on the three basic issues at stake here?
That last line.
Okay. Section 3, telephonic meetings. The board may hold special meetings but not regular meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, or other communications equipment, provided, however, that telephone appearance at meetings scheduled as in-person meetings is not permitted.
Okay, and the thing about seating the new board, if you would please, in terms of how it's to be conducted and the timing.
It's a different section. I believe it says in January. Let me find it. I'll get back.
It's to be seated in January.
It says, yes, in late January or at such other times and places as agreed by a majority vote of the Board of Directors. If the Board of Directors says they want to do a meeting in February or March, they have every right, and there is no, I can't find any limitation.
They can do a meeting in February. We've agreed to that. What they can do is not have a meeting.
May I finish? There is no limitation that I have seen so far that says we can't seat the new board by telephonic conference. Please point it out.
Point of information.
I will. This is Richard. I will get to motivate my appeal, won't I?
You will.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's Campbell.
Guy Campbell.
Yes. This may seem like a small point, but in regards to January 22nd, it's a Saturday, not a Friday.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information?
Thank you. All the yelling there. When Bill gets that section, when he read the previous section, it said that we may hold regular but not special meetings. When he gets to the part about seating the new board,
I found that.
Okay, thank you. If you could read that. For us to have clarity on how we should vote, it really is important to understand what it says. So, thank you. If you would. Can he go ahead and read it, George?
Ready?
Yeah, Bill, read it, yes.
Okay, Article 5, Section 3C, seating of station representative directors. All newly elected station representative directors shall be seated at the meeting of the Board of Directors held in late January each year when their term shall commence.
Okay, now, are we done with that? Is there any other points of information, or can I speak to this whole thing?
Just about the regular versus special meetings being held telephonically. Could you reiterate that, Bill, please? to understand the difference.
Okay, let me find that one again.
Thank you.
A different section.
I appreciate that.
Charles is back.
You're already on the stack, Sean. Oh, I'm sorry, the stack for the appeal.
The annual meeting of the board of directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other times and places as agreed by the majority vote of the board of directors. Is that the part?
I know the section just further down regarding the telephonic conferences shall be held for this type of meeting, but not for that.
This is section 3. The board may hold special meetings but not regular meetings by telephone conference, video screen communication, or other communication equipment, et cetera.
Okay.
So when we hold these meetings, are we holding
regular meetings? Summer, please, please, please. This is not a private conversation.
No, no, no. Well, I don't think it's a private conversation, George, when people are asking us to vote one way.
You asked the point of information. You got the answer.
And thank you, Bill.
Welcome.
Okay. As I read what was read first, what that is saying is not actually that we can have different dates for any of the January, March, or whatever, I forget what the June or September meetings. What it's saying is the meeting that you call the annual meeting could be any one of those four. That's how I read that.
Mm.
Now, that's a little bit debatable. You might say it really means that we're allowing other meetings to be held at different times other than in January. And, in fact, that's been the practice. I think it's, in fact, a misreading, but that has been the practice. However, it's completely clear that we cannot have a teleconference replacing the in-person meeting, which is what Richard's proposal is, what he's been trying to get done all along. We cannot do that. That's completely clear in the bylaws. It says that explicitly. You can have special meetings, but not regular meetings. This is a regular meeting. It's one of the four regular meetings. So that's completely clear. That's why I don't think it's really debatable. I let it be open to debate because it seemed like the best way to move forward. I would appreciate your support in this. I would appreciate not pretending the bylaws don't exist so we can do what we think we want. In this case, it seems to me completely unnecessary. The motion that's on the floor allows for the support for FSRN, and it allows for us to remain within the bylaws and have an in-person meeting where people are get a chance to elect officers and to be seated. So that's my sense of it. Richard, go ahead.
My motion asks that that we conduct our annual meeting in March, which I just heard the chair say is possible because that's one of the four stated meetings. The meeting in January would be January 22nd, which is a Saturday, would be a special meeting. If you want to have some other meeting and deem it the January call for a meeting or something like that, I don't think we need to go through that kind of rigmarole. I think the fact that we're in financial stresses, and I don't remember the fancy word for that, but our financial problems keep us from being able to have an in-person meeting in January. Now, if we move the in-person meeting to February and then turn right around and have a couple of weeks later have another one in March, that asks the question, why do we, how do we get to spend that much money? If we're close enough to March, within a week of March, to have the meeting, go on and have it in March, call it your annual meeting that's called for in the bylaws, set up a special meeting in January to seat the board, and move on.
I have a point of information. When would the other three meetings be held?
Whenever they want it to be. I don't know. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be
I also have a point of information, or I want to be on the stack or something.
Which is it?
And are we back to the stack?
We're going to take a stack on the point of order.
Okay. Well, from Bill's information, did he not...
I'm sorry, Summer. I heard other people wanted to be on first, and one of them was Sean.
Sure. Okay, yeah. That's fine, but okay. It's regarding the interpretation there. It seems straight.
This is really very simple, folks. You call the
January meeting, a special meeting. It's a special meeting because of the exigent circumstances of all of our financial difficulties. You call it to seat the board. As for following the bylaws, as the chair himself has admitted, we do not follow the bylaws all the time. And under the exigent circumstances we are now experiencing, I don't think anybody would give us great grief. So call the January meeting a special meeting and seat them, and then have your annual your regular meeting in March. Because I agree with Richard, to have one in February and then one in March is, well, not a good idea, and too economic, and right now financially prohibitive. There you go. Thank you.
George, if we're discussing the motion, I'd like to be on the stack. If we're discussing
You're completely correct. It's a question of the point of order. Please speak to the point of order.
We're out of time again.
Hello, this is Kimmery.
Hi, Kimmery. Welcome.
I would like to be excused from this meeting. I have death in the family.
God bless you.
Our condolences, Kimmery.
I thank you for that from the
board. Our condolences, sir.
Sorry, Kimmery.
Thank you. And we're just doing some preparation stuff, and
We're out of time.
We understand, sir.
Thank you. I'll send a formal email out.
Does anyone want to extend time on this?
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Call a question. Call a question.
Are we extending time on the point of order or the entire issue?
Does anyone want to
I heard 10 minutes. Motion to
you don't need to call the question when time is up. The question is, does anyone want to extend time? I don't hear a motion to extend time.
I move that we extend time by 10 minutes.
For
10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Okay. Would anyone else like to start to the point of order?
I object to the extension of time.
Okay. Does anybody else object?
I'll object. This is Bill.
Okay. This, if you call a roll on this, it requires two-thirds.
Excuse me, just a moment.
Point of information?
Yes.
This is extending on the entire subject matter, not just the point of order, correct?
Yes. For
thank
10
you.
Minutes.
Okay.
Sean Agnew.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg. Andrea Turner.
She's muted.
Andrea Turner. Jill Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Sorry, I lost connection for a second. Could you repeat what we're voting on?
Extending time for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Jennifer Jaeger?
Hi, this is Kathy. No.
Jennifer Jaeger, thank you. Can't hear you, Jennifer. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery. Not here. Marcel Reed. Marcel. Can't hear you, Marcel.
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza?
Did you?
Yes.
Ifia, did you call Andrea?
Yes, I did.
I'm voting yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm traveling and I'm going in and out of this system here.
Uh-huh. Tracy, you passed?
I did. I'm going to vote now.
Okay. And
Sia, did you get my no vote? Jennifer?
Jennifer? No. I didn't. No, okay. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses.
Okay, the motion to extend time fails. Requires two-thirds. What we have in front of us is the point of order. I rule that Richard's motion, which was to not have the January meeting, to have a March meeting instead, to replace the January meeting with a teleconference, is explicitly forbidden by the bylaws. Richard argues that
Mr.
it is.
Chair, point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
You're politicizing your...
I'm sorry, is that not what you said?
This question is about whether you're being sustained or overruled.
Exactly, and that is my ruling, and that's the reason for it. And at the end of this, I get to...
We've done
that. I get to speak at last. I get to speak last on what my ruling is and why...
Okay, Mr. Chair, talk on this.
You do not get to speak again, Richard. I'm sorry,
I'm
but
not.
That's the rules. Thank you. So as I said before I was interrupted, Richard's motion is out of order because it eliminates the January meeting and replaces it with a in-person teleconference, something specifically forbidden by the bylaws. He is not concerned about when we'll have the other three meetings, which are also specified. It's clearly not in order. You have to pretend that it doesn't say what it says in order to believe it. My sense is
point of order,
have
Mr. Chair. Point of order, Mr. Chair. You're reading into my motion your things.
Would you please stop it? I'm allowed to speak last at what I see as the point of order.
You've got to be fair.
You do not get
to be fair.
You got the chance to speak to it. I get to speak last. That's the rules, Robert. Richard,
just be fair is all I'm asking.
Please be quiet.
You're giving me a headache. Stop, please.
Please, yes, please. I think, a fair description of what the impact of the motion is. Let's go to a vote on a vote. A yes vote sustains the chair. In which case the amendment will not be there. What will be in front of us is whether or not to have a meeting at the end of February. If Richard's motion goes through, if I'm not sustained, then Richard's amendment will be on the floor and we will immediately go to a vote on that. So, Sophia, would you please call the roll?
Okay. We make sure
point of information before we vote.
Who is this?
Yes, what's the question?
The question is, so if we were not to sustain the chair, possibly end up with four meetings this year instead of five, is that what we're saying? Or we would, or should I say, we would miss a meeting?
You're only, we're going to have, the bylaws say you have to have four meetings, okay? Richard's motion with the most generous interpretation says, we're not going to have a meeting in January or February. We're going to have one in March, and he hasn't specified when the other three meetings are going to happen.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Not my duty.
Yes?
Thank you. My understanding of what Bill had said is that the members cannot be seated except at a regular meeting, which cannot be held telephonically. So isn't it correct that, in fact, we could not seat the new board, not to select officers, but according to the bylaws that... You can't seat people unless it's at an in-person meeting. Is that not correct?
No. Bill, would you read that
not
again?
True. Not true.
Bill,
not true.
Richard, do not have the floor.
I'm just asking for clarification. So
yes,
I understand
Bill, would you read it again?
Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, let me find that again.
Article 5, Section 3.
Seating. Okay, seating of station representative-elect directors. All newly elected station representative directors shall be seated at the meeting of the Board of Directors held in late January each year when their terms shall commence.
So they obviously are specifying an in-person meeting, even though it doesn't say that. Okay, thank you. That's
yes.
what I want to understand. There would be legal implications, I think, to all of this. Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yes, it seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that it says seat them at the January meeting. It doesn't call it a special meeting or a regular meeting, which I would believe would mean the board can decide whether it's a regular meeting or a special meeting, and there's no prohibition against seating our members.
Okay, that isn't,
at a special
that,
meeting.
That isn't quite
that's
a point of information,
right.
But let me respond to what is a point
correct.
Of information about it. The bylaws clearly are calling the January meeting. They have defined what the January meeting is in the bylaws. It's not up to redefine it.
Rich,
we do not have that ability.
George, you got to cite it. You can't just say that because I disagree with you.
I'm sorry. It's already been cited several times. The January meeting. Would you please stop interrupting me?
No, you stop it because you're out of order, George.
You don't get to just speak whenever you want to. Do you get that?
That is unfair. No, you get this. There is
George,
no requirement that it be a special meeting or a regular meeting. And you
George,
think
yes, should... who's speaking?
George, we are supposed to be taking a vote now.
I know we are.
Let's take
I was
a
trying
vote.
To respond to the point of information. Is there any other points of information? Could we go ahead and take the vote if you...
George?
Who's that? Who's that? All right, hearing no one. Sophia, would you take the vote?
And is this a two-thirds threshold vote?
No, this is a point of order. It's just a majority vote.
Thank you.
Would you please state yes stands for and no stands for?
Yes, you sustain the ruling of the chair that Richard's motion is out of order. No, Richard's motion, you overrule the ruling of the chair, and Richard's motion then becomes the next thing on the floor.
Thank you. Shram Agmir. Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Jill Wanzala.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico Ross.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
Richard Udell.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
Ifea Wangazi, yes. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Abstain.
Who's next? Summer Reese?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 3 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions.
Okay, so the ruling of the chair is sustained. Richard's amendment is off the floor. What's in front of us now is the motion, original motion brought by Alberto, which is that we will have the in-person meeting on February 25th. And I forget, is there a part of that that in addition $20,000 will go to FSRN, or was that simply something that Arlene said? Alberto, you made the motion.
I want to say that that was something that Arlene said.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
she doesn't need authorization to do that in any case. So
right, because it's an administrative function.
Exactly. So what's in front of us is that we will have the January meeting on February 25th. Rafi, would you take the roll? Is there any objection to that?
Yeah.
There's no time anymore. We're out of
objection.
Time.
Yes, okay. I object.
Would you go ahead and take the roll?
Point of information?
Yes.
With the meeting in February, I'm presuming that this does not require us to necessarily have the next meeting in March.
Of course right. not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ifeo Ngaza, no. Jenna Bennett?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Pass.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg? Alex, I can't hear you.
Pass.
Okay. Jennifer Jaeger?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Mia Bediako?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Pass.
Alberto Luera?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
I'm sorry, I lost the what we're voting on again.
Whether or not to have the in-person meeting on February 25th instead of January
23rd. I'm going to pass for now.
Summer Reese?
No.
Leslie Radford? Leslie?
Hang on, I'm muted here. No.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
I'm going to sustain. I'm going to
abstain. Gotcha. Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger.
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg.
Abstain.
Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses.
No, nothing.
And 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes. The in-person meeting will be February 25th. Pavan, would you notify the hotel of
a point of order, George?
Whoever's supposed to
have
a point of order.
A point of order. This is Nia.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, since this was passed by a previous motion, and I know the bylaw said majority vote, a motion to rescind, there was no notice given for a motion to rescind. In order to do this, don't we need two-thirds?
Well, it's an interesting question.
I was on the spot to do this, but you all kept hollering, you know, I couldn't even get in there.
Do we have two-thirds so I don't have to decide this?
9-4.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
Making life simple.
Point of information?
Richard's motion was essentially a motion to rescind. I mean, it wasn't really an order, but the intention had been there, so I was thinking to go ahead and allow it as a majority vote. I mean, it was expressed 7 days in advance is what you need to do. It requires two-thirds to rescind if you don't have previous notice, and we thought it did. If you really wanted to stick it, nobody said that, so
let's move on, sir.
We don't have to discard the issue.
Point of information.
I make a motion that we stick it.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
Point of information.
I'm sorry. I heard Alberto first, I think.
LaVarne.
And then LaVarne.
And Summer.
Okay, thanks. And Sean.
These have to be points of information because we're going to move on to the next item.
No, George, then I got
to
make
I would like for us to move on to the next item on the agenda, sir, since I was next on the line.
Let's go.
Point of information.
And point of information here, Tim.
Okay, what's your point of information? Please make it a point of information.
Yeah, are we going to have time to debate this suggestion that has been put out repeatedly that the old officers hang around, that somehow the new people can't pick their own people?
The point of information. Let me say that we can decide how to handle that at the next meeting on January 14th.
But it's moot.
At the moment, it's not part of the agenda. Summer, you had a point of information.
Thank you. Just that issue that I brought up before about the seating of people, I think that's an undecided issue.
I think that was the same as Sean's question. And
maybe
yes,
it needs
to
come up on the 14th because...
We can bring it up on the 14th, yes.
Okay, thank you, because I do think that needs to be settled in terms of seating and,
yes.
You know, pro tem officers or
yes.
Whatever. You know? Okay, thank you. Just, we can't let that hang. Okay, thank you.
Any other points of information?
Well,
good. Did you have a point of information or...
Yes. Well, you gave instructions to call for the hotel tomorrow, and I just wanted to say that I can do that.
Okay, great. Okay, your report is next. Do you have 15 minutes? Do you want to make a report?
This is LaVarne. I think that the major items that we've already covered those. So unless there's a question from someone, in addition to the votes though that we wanted to vote on tonight, Summer is here, Alberto is here. Is on the budgets, and I was sending those out to make sure that I had the right one, and the latest one, correct one for BAI, I have. But just one, and maybe Summer Alberto can take over that. We did look at these, review these very carefully, and the National Finance Committee, and therefore, and they were passed by the committee. So, and I think we wanted to move those forward for the PNB to approve.
Okay. Any questions for LaVarne?
Yes,
okay, hearing none. Alberto, go ahead.
Yeah, LaVarne, how far out of whack is WBAI's budget?
You were here, so... That's part of our report.
We can get Bert.
Please, only one person on the floor at the same time. Right now, Sean has the floor,
Thank
and LaVarne's going to answer.
Yes. We can get Berthold on the line that the budget does have a deficit. I did not vote for it, but the committee approved it because there are some concrete steps that the AI is doing. I think I did send out the assumptions earlier, assumptions that Berthold Reimers has for that he has for the budget. And right now, the one that I have here is actually a deficit the budget I had was a deficit of
$400,000.
$468,000. Yeah. I'm trying to, and we had a number of versions, so that's what I was trying to get, the one that the Finance Committee passed. So that's what I'm trying to send to you.
Either LaVarne or Alberto can clarify this. It was a little unclear to me, Alberto, what your motion was to remedy this. Could you give us a quick, concise explanation?
This is LaVarne. Are we going into a closed session? Because I would prefer solutions to be on closed session.
Leslie would like to be on the stack.
I have to tell you, without the answer to these questions, I sure in good faith can't vote for a budget.
Okay. Alberto, do you want to give a shot at that?
Mr. Chairman, I think that, Mr. Chairman, if I've got the floor,
yes.
I would like to point out that the item on the agenda that should be following is the report of the National Finance Committee.
Alberto, I was asking you to do that when I got points of information.
And, of course, I would like to defer to the chairman of the National Finance Committee, and if she feels it appropriate for me to present, I will gladly do so.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
You're very kind, Alberto. Thank you. Yes, I have to say, I think we're all troubled by the $500,000 deficit in the New York budget. I wasn't on those calls. Alberto has kindly served as chair pro tem for most of the December meetings because I'm extremely busy working during December. So I think he will have greater clarity to offer on the New York budget. I was on a couple of the discussions with Berthold presenting on it. I think we need to have an extended discussion in executive session. Even when we were discussing postponing our meeting in terms of what's going on in terms of financial management around the network, we see the holes more clearly in certain of our stations, but I see sort of deficit spending even at my own station that I feel is unjustified under the current economic circumstances. And I think that the New York budget, I think they are making a real effort to address some of these issues, but it still has this huge gaping hole, which has to do with central services and the fact that last year only one station had a surplus, and that was KPFK, and that was only because we had two executive-level positions not filled. And even as we speak, we are adding people to payroll and giving them medical benefits. That just it sort of alarms me, and I don't know what's going on at the other four stations, but I think this is reflective. New York has that huge rental situation. I think it's irresponsible for us to pass budgets that have $500,000 holes in them unless they are represented as a long-term payback issue with the national office. But this puts a tremendous burden on the four sister stations.
You're asked a specific question by Sean.
I would like to let Alberto elaborate more because he was chairing during this time period. I only sat in on one call with Berthold with discussion on the WBAI budget where he did elaborate some on the $500,000 deficit. But I guess I'm also joining in terms of saying, LaVarne didn't vote for the budget. I don't think it's really the responsible
thing. When we get to the discussion of the budget, that would all be in order. But
okay. So anyway, yes, I'd like to, Alberto, if he can explain the specific things, because Berthold did give some specific things that they are trying to do, to help make up the deficit. But right now it's very present in the budget.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have to budget. Let me preface by we have two budgets before the board for action. We have spent a tremendous amount of time on the Washington, D.C. budget, and similarly, we spend a lot of time on the WBAI budget. We spent practically five meetings on the WBAI budget, and we came up with this basic premise. I would like to address the WBAI issue first. My intention was to run the WPFW budget through this board for immediate action and moving it on forward and get it out of our hands. I would like to point out, and before I go into the explanations, I would like to point out that this coming Thursday,
the Los Angeles budget will come before the National Finance Committee. It is expected that with the participation of the members of the National Finance Committee from Los Angeles, we will be able to come to a consensus and move the Los Angeles budget forward. The next meeting of the National Finance Committee will be on the 11th, of Tuesday the 11th, where hopefully the National Office will gather all the numbers from the five signal areas, install them into the national budget, install them into the archives budget, and on Tuesday the 11th, our plan is to adopt the archives budget and the National Office budget so that by the 14th, which is technically, theoretically, unless this body deems necessary, should be theoretically the last meeting of this term. With that having said, let me first start by prefacing that the WPFW budget is $168 in the black, and we will touch the WPFW budget onward into this part of the National Finance Committee.
Alberto, let me just interject to say where we're at in the agenda. This is now the National Finance Committee report, and I gather you're going to move one of those two budgets first. I'm not sure which, but is that correct?
I would like to move the WPFW budget first and get it out of the way, but I want to spend some time on the New York budget to answer as many questions as possible and try and shed light to some of the stuff that we had to deal with. I don't know what... LaVarne? LaVarne, would you think that we should... Do you think that we should go ahead and go into the WBAI budget, or shall we just get a motion forward for the Washington, D.C. budget and try and get that out of the way? What do you think?
I think we should just do the WPFW budget. They've done the budget. They did it later. So, but what was lacking was the detail reports, which we need for consolidation. So I think we can do the PFW, and we can have Bertolt come on the call to answer questions for BAI.
Okay.
Quick point of information. I just want to make sure I heard you right, Alberto. Did you say the WPFW budget is $168, $168.00 in the black?
That is the budget that we have adopted to present to this body for consolidation into the overall organizational budget. Yes, sir, $168 in the black.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, this is Summer.
Yes.
We are in the national finance portion, obviously.
I fully concur
in terms of moving forward the WPFW budget. I would like a moment to say something about the Los Angeles budget, if I may, at some point, whenever that's appropriate. Okay.
Let's deal with the WPFW budget.
Yes, no, I agree. Thank you.
Alberto, so I take it then that you want to move the WPFW budget, is that right?
Yes. Okay.
It doesn't require a second. Give this 5 minutes. Bill? Is there any discussion on the WPFW budget?
George, I have a point of information. It's Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Leslie, also?
We're getting these echoes again.
Budgets? Every time I get ready to speak, I don't know. When were the budgets for WBAI and WPFW sent? I see Tracy sent a notice here that has a WBAI budget that was sent at 6:45 p.m. today, but I don't have it. I don't know what PNB list that went to. So could I get a copy of the WBAI budget and the WPFW budget?
If I may respond quickly to Nia, I'm sorry, Nia. I have never been in a position to facilitate that, and we were hoping that the movement of the budgets be made available, hopefully before this meeting today. Unfortunately, I had no control. There are also the resolutions that were sent out. And that's all I can say, Nia, and I'm very sorry.
LaVarne, can you tell us when the WPFW budget was sent out?
Okay, the one that was sent out today was sent out, let me just see. The earlier one was sent out, I have to go back and find it. The one that was sent out today was sent out at at 220. Wait a minute. There's one at 226. That didn't go to the PNB. Let me find the one that went to the PNB. I do not see this. I cannot find it. I'll resend it. I cannot find the one that was sent. I'll just have to resend the one that I sent out earlier to Bertold and to Paul and to R. Paul Martin.
Let's just get the PFW one handled.
Okay, I'm gonna send this out to the one that I sent earlier today.
Was the one that was sent earlier today any different from one that was sent 2 weeks ago?
No. A long time ago.
George,
no.
Could you please send it to the entire PNB, the W, and the I? I mean,
I assume that that's what the
Lord
is doing, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
she
what
said
I'm,
she can find it.
AI, too. And I put it in an earlier version of Excel also.
Point of information.
Yes, Richard. I heard Alex first. Was that a point of information also?
Yes.
What was it?
There was, in addition to the actual budget, the National Finance Committee approved a contingent budget, kind of a supplement.
We can't hear you.
Are we talking about WPFW or BAI?
BAI.
What's on the floor is the PFW budget. Let's focus attention on that. It should be...
Information.
Yes, Richard.
Point of information for Alberto. Alberto, when was the WPFW budget approved by the budget committee?
The 16th of the 16th of December, Thursday the 16th.
The WPFW was
yes.
That late? I thought
yes.
It was earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we did not. We reviewed it way back in August.
When did the LSB approve it?
Way back in August.
Oh, yes.
August, right? Thank you.
Yeah, way back in August. The problem why the WPFW budget did not come before the National Finance Committee officially for adoption is that the budget that was adopted was not in the template. And the CFO and the chair thought that we should wait until the numbers that got adopted would be placed inside the template, and the template was technically not completed until December by Bertolt being involved in the process, and there's still some numbers that are not really jiving within the templates because of this extensive Excel spreadsheet, but the LSB
approved it in August, right?
Yes, that's my understanding.
No.
George,
point
do we
order.
Have a stack
no.
on this?
Yes, we do have a stack on this, and I think you're first, Leslie.
Campbell's for the stack, then.
And then Campbell.
I thought Nia was first, but I was second.
She had a point of information, which I think got answered.
Ah, okay.
And Summer, please, Summer.
Okay. So.
Okay.
George.
Yeah. Who's that?
Arlene.
Arlene?
Yes.
Did you want to be on the stack or did you want to speak, Arlene?
Yes.
Oh, yes, on the stack. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Leslie. Please take just a minute.
Yes, I will do this as quickly as possible. Two things here. First of all, does the PFW budget begin to deal with the question of a new building for WPFW, which I believe is coming due this year or next? And is that under consideration anywhere? And I'd like to comment, with all due respect to Laverne and the Finance Committee, getting these budgets the day of the meeting is awfully difficult for those of us who work. It's virtually impossible for me to look at these, to review them, or to do much of anything but abstain without a little more time for review. So I would appreciate getting these, at least 48 hours in advance. And that's
that's just a personal request because I don't have all day to be waiting on these arrivals.
Okay, Campbell.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Yes. The last time that this came up, I had raised a concern about it, and I was told that, oh, yes, this would be sent out, and it hasn't been, apparently. When it came up for a vote at the LSB meeting, issues were raised about revenues that were not proven. The fact that they're trying to, that it looks like from what's taking place, they can't justify them through the template. And what's happened is that it's just, you know, sticking in numbers. And we voted, the vote that took place that I did not vote in favor of was a, what can you say, a was not a full clear vote. It was voting on a pending what was going to take place in regard to the union and its acceptance of the salary recommendations, and there are some things that I think perhaps need to be discussed in executive session regarding salary structures and changes that I think are extremely problematic for Pacifica. So, you know, there are three reasons, and to not even see the budget that is being proposed when we're going to be voting on it, and not having received it even after it was supposed to be sent several weeks ago, this is very
problematic.
Do you
have
a motion
you want to make, Campbell?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a motion you want to make?
Yes, I move table it.
You're second for that?
Second.
Second.
Is there any objection to tabling the PFW budget, presumably till next week? Till
of course.
Days?
Yeah.
To the next meeting.
Yeah. Okay, it's not debatable.
Yes.
Needs a majority. Afia, would you call the roll?
Okay. Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
I'm sorry, which would be...
yes, it's the table.
Yes, it's the table.
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Luera?
I abstain.
Richard Uzel? Can't hear you, Richard. Nia Bediako?
Absolutely.
Absolutely what?
Yes.
Call them absolutely yes.
Kathy Davis?
I don't know what we're voting on.
Whether or not to table the motion to pass the WPFW budget.
Oh, abstain.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Abstain.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Richard Uzel? Shram Agmir?
Abstain.
Casey Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Jill Wanzala?
No.
Okay. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Isiwan Gaza, no.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Madam Chair, I'll change my vote to no. This is Alberto.
Richard Uzel? Okay, we have one, two...
Sophia, yes. It's Jennifer.
Yes.
I pass no. I'm voting no.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's see, we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven no's, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yes. And one, two, three, abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to table passes.